This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AeroPress.com/allfantasy and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world, and we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Just a whisper from gorgeous Elizabeth, Colorado. If not the top of the food chain, at least the second notch. At least the second notch. Not everybody can be Beaverton, but we all knew that going into this. Now listen, it would be enough for me to be here up alone and do this show. I'll agree on that. Motherfucking microphone, I'll fucking kill you. It would be enough for me to be up here alone. Hosting the show, that would be enough, Dianu. I think we all agree on that. But I did not come here to Denver alone, my friends. You know him as Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. You know him as Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. Make some noise for Sean Jordan! Thank you, Bubba.
I mean, it was already posted who the guest was, well, yeah. So I might as well bring up his headshot. You know what I mean?
Speaking of headshots, right there. Y'all saw the spit come out. It was cool. We all liked it. It was like watching George Foreman get punched in the head.
But, yeah, that was fun.
By the way, Marissa, I switched mics briefly, if you're noticing some sort of weird thing going on. And now I'm speaking into two. All right, here we go. Shawnee, how are you, Bubba?
I'm fantastic, Playboy. How you living?
Thank you. Mansions and Benzes. Yeah.
Who are you giving ends to?
Some of my friends.
How's it feel?
Stupendous. Yeah, absolutely.
Tremendous what?
Tremendous cream. Fuck a dollar in a dream.
What are you still toting?
That's the one part of the song I'm not...
Gas strap with infrared beam.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go. We got it.
Not a big gun guy.
It's a team... What'd you say?
Not a big gun guy.
Nor am I. I was a big rap guy, though.
I even tried to buy me one that one time for Hanukkah. You remember?
Yeah, what's...
My dad tried to buy me a gun. He was like, I got you a gun for Hanukkah, which is, what a sentence. A gun for Hanukkah, the Ian Carmel story. Starring that guy who played Goldberg in the Mighty Ducks.
And when he was sick, that guy from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Hofthor Bjornsson, you mean the mountain, right? You mean the mountain? You don't mean Hot Pie, right? You mean the mountain? You mean the mountain.
And the guy who played Jamie Lannister.
Hot Pie.
Spitting image.
Damn it. You know, you look like Hot Pie. It's weird. People said that to me before Game of Thrones.
Hey, Hot Pie, you're a junior in high school. Somebody once told me I looked like the Shermanator, and they were very right.
Oh,
I did
yeah.
look like the Shermanator. I feel like I've grown into my teeth a little bit, but I did, for a long time, look like the Shermanator.
He was mostly teeth. He was mostly teeth and blue bandanas for a while.
Can't see it, but I'm crip walking under the table.
You know him as the G Asylum on Twitter. You know him as the writer and star of The Lot, which we just watched. Unless we're not allowed to say that, in which case, no, you didn't. And you also know him as Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Make some noise for David Barry! Yeah, yeah!
David Borey.
Oh, come on.
David Borey. David Borey.
Okay, well, now it's going a long time.
Cold Stone Creamery.
So I don't know if you guys noticed, but that short, the parking lot, was where they shot A Star Is Born.
That's
and
right.
Now I think it's where they shot A Star Is Born.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Huh?
He said that to me over there, and I was
no, he wrote it an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even read, so it's weird when I write shit.
No, it blows my mind every time.
How are you?
I'm so good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why I packed 7 white tees for this fucking trip, but other than that...
I'm going to throw a buffalo wing at that one before the show's over.
I'm going to kill you.
No, you're not. You just said you got 7 of them.
Good to be back in the 3-9-4-1.
Come on, don't do that.
Six.
303, mile high till I die. Come on, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I'm great, though. I'm having so much fun. I've been a good boy. I haven't been all that drunk.
Yep. Tonight that changes.
Yeah, I was in bed at 4 a.m.
Can I say something?
That was pretty good.
Do you know what I really love about Denver? And I really love it so much. Because there's nowhere else, at least recently, that's like this.
Arvada.
I love when they loot. Huh?
No, that's a local joke.
Oh. I love when Denver loses to Portland in the playoffs. I just fucking love it.
It was fun, guys.
I just love it. Yeah. You got that big 7-foot guy with the same body as me just throwing elbows on
his
record.
Name is Nikola Jokic,
so
and he's 24 years old,
it's
and he's
so
the future of the NBA.
It's just awesome. He looks like he was carved out of butter at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Listen. I know who's on the way up, and I know who's on the way down. We'll see what happens next year. You know what I mean?
We're not on the... Damian Lillard's like 29, dude.
No, he was talking about the Sky Force. We're joining the NBA. Sioux Falls Sky Force. We're going to come in and mop the
fucking... Monty Buckley.
Motherfucker got shot in the face, dude. Still played.
4 overtimes and you still couldn't beat us.
He got shot in the face in Sioux Falls? Because that sounds like something that would happen in like...
I don't know, like a...
Like what kind of place would you get shot in the face?
I don't know, something like a white ghetto?
Like a white ghetto, I feel like.
I didn't even see it coming.
Neither did he. Professional stand-up comedian.
Professional. Kind of like that Rodney Hood 3 that the Nuggets didn't see coming. All show are going to be bringing it up. Settle in. Yeah. Rip City, fucking 503 till I die. It has a 5 in it.
605, Playboy.
605.
Nobody asked you.
I know
how many other
like five
states
people
do you
in
share
here?
That area code with, by the way?
What'd you just say?
Huh?
You look good, though.
What?
Huh? No,
I'm blind
I see
as a bat.
I'm blind as a bat.
Our final guest.
Sean's roommate.
The Hispanic Titanic himself.
Yeah.
Jose Conqueso.
Jose Conqueso.
Wyatt Burp.
Wyatt Burp.
Sad, sad Leroy Frown.
Saddest man in the whole damn town.
Oh, the Legion of Gloom.
I told you, he can't be a Legion if it's one guy. One we talked about this backstage.
I was talking about his testicles.
He wrote that SAR thing and he just thought he was hot after
that. Yeah.
I can't miss.
One of our favorite human beings on the planet Earth. You know him from his Comedy Central half hour.
Yeah.
You know him from recently appearing on the Stephen Colbert program on the Columbia Broadcasting System. You know him from Ron White's star-studded, what is it?
Ron White's Salute to the Troops, an evening of star-spangled banter.
Give it up for Shane Torres, everybody!
All right.
Hombre!
Oh. What the fuck is that? Oh!
I brought my Emmy. Fucking super easy to get. It says it right here, Emmy. Emmy for me. The Emmy is for me. There's stars because I'm a star. Not even right for a late night program. They were like, you look like talent. And I'm like, you're goddamn right I do. And
you going to bring out fake health insurance next? What do you got?
No, I'm on New York State Medicaid. I lie about how much I make.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
And do you want to? Have you ever touched one of these?
An
Emmy. It says an Emmy.
That looks like something you give your secretary you never talk to. Oh, it says Emmy on it.
It does. I got it. I actually got it from Emmy Rossum, star of Shameless. It's like a thing we're not talking about.
I'm not going to laugh at that joke, but I will nod.
Well, nodding's good for an audio medium.
I brought it. I narrated.
It's good to be here. Nice to see you, Denver.
Yes, Shady!
Can I say something real quick?
I would love if you said something.
Shout out to everybody at High Points. Karen Wachtel, Adam Caden, Hyde, Jesse, Scott. Jeez, Will, all you guys, all the volunteers.
Jake and Sam.
Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. I mean... Can't forget Rodney Hood, Zach Collins, everybody making High Plains
Victor
happen.
Victor Page, Monty Buckley, dude. Doesn't matter if you got
Are you guys
face.
Naming basketball players that didn't win the Western Conference Finals?
You're a Mavericks fan. What are you talking about?
We have a very bright future of basically Aryan heritage coming at us.
We have a suspected rapist and a chubby Serbian.
Yeah, man. That's like any good hardcore band will have those two things, too.
Boys. Let's talk about South Dakota a little bit, where none of that happens.
Emmy. If you guys want to touch it or take a picture with it later, it's totally cool.
Shane just pulled his dick out.
Yeah.
What exactly is going on? You're making fun of me for having won an Emmy? Is that
I'm just saying, I know, I'm not making fun. I'm proud of you for winning one. I'm just saying I got one, too. I wouldn't make fun of you for an accomplishment, you know?
I think you would.
I think you would, too.
I think he loves it.
Yeah. What accomplishments of yours have I made fun of? Like, if anybody who listens to this fucking show knows, I just make fun of Sean for not having any.
That's true. You've always been very congratulatory to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Shane, I'll tell you what. A bunch of listeners to this particular program got together and sent my mom a personalized card with about $1,000 worth of gift cards in it.
That's amazing.
So I certainly do have something.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of people that care about a stranger who they've never met, and it means the absolute world to me. So real quick, thank you to everybody who did that.
Get into it early.
He always does that. You can't beat that.
I wish I had a wrap it up like.
What are you supposed to say? Your mom's a bitch.
Like, I'm not going to say it.
While we're at it, pick up Established in 1981. If I've ever heard a good stand-up album, holy buckets. This guy right here,
Shane
Torres.
The New York Times liked it.
I was saying something
I didn't get my Emmy for the album. I just want to be clear.
You got your Emmy from Walgreens. Shut the fuck up about it.
That's where I'm getting your Christmas present.
You and my dad.
Mine too, actually, yeah.
Here's a half-eaten bag of Skittles, bud. Bummer.
Sorry I opened your present on the way over. I got hungry and opened your Christmas Skittles.
Can you give me a ride home? I'm shit-faced.
Where is home now, my transient father?
The Rushmore Motel, young son.
here.
My dad's was the Larimer Street Mission, which was a...
dad's too.
Yeah, homeless shelter.
Ivan Carmel and I are going to go see a concert in March.
What are you guys going to go see?
We're going to go to Tempe, Arizona, and there's a baseball-themed music festival that has not only Dave Matthews Band, but also another one he likes.
Is that
put me
real?
In, coach.
It's real.
That sounds like where you tell your wife you're going when you're going to cheat on her.
I was in Tempe, baby.
I was at the Baseball Music Fest.
I was at the Lipstick Museum
with our son.
Yeah, Dave Matthews Band's about to hit a grand slam with this encore.
He's going
to
scat about sliders.
Yeah. They give you syphilis there. That's why I got it.
Of course I was in Tempe at the Baseball Music Festival. Look how sunburned my dick is.
It's called, like, extra innings. I don't know. Portugal the Man's going to be there. Dr. Dog, Weezer. It's going to be fun, man.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
When
I'm
going to
be there
Portugal
on Molly
the Man.
In the daytime with my father.
Are you going to give your dad Molly?
Yeah.
That could go either way, brother.
Oh, no. That's going one way.
Please.
We're going to buy a speedboat and take it to Mexico. We are.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. It's been a good year for both of us. We are gathered here today in the... What is this? Three Kings? High
South
Dive?
Broadway.
Three Kings. Three Kings.
Three
Kings.
We are gathered here today in the beautiful Three Kings Brew Pub and
I think it's Tavern.
I know. I don't know.
Brew Pub.
This is a fucking soon-to-be shelter.
What are you talking... Oh, hush. Oh,
yeah, sorry, aging.
You're putting on airs when you look like this bar became a human. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have an aesthetic. It's pretty good.
Shane Torres, no stylist.
Yeah. Well, when you're born a perfect canvas, there's nothing left to paint.
Canvas, denim, whatever fabric it is. We are gathered here today in the Three Kings, not only to roast Shane's aesthetic choices that he's been making for the last decade, but also to draft love songs.
I forgot we were doing that.
Why wouldn't three of the loneliest boys on the planet and Sean do that?
Well, you guys want to take a long drive before this?
Yeah.
I'm just going to draft five songs I wrote for Laura that she's never heard.
Your heart is so buck. Laura's fucking dink. She's so fucking dink. Dink, 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 dink. I want to marry her, spend the rest of my life calling her fucking dink.
Laura, you're so fucking dank. I want to marry you forever and get a two-man longboard and ride into the sun. Laura's dank. Dank, 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 dank. Yeah. Well, it's a real song. He wrote it.
Yeah, that's tight. That's already on wax. We're good.
It's coming.
Coming. Look out for detox. So, the way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot.
I'm shooting up.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Oh! Twice in one day!
We recorded it earlier. Yeah. at the hotel. Damn it, I thought, all right.
I was laying on Sean's bed, you know, very luxuriously. Not in a sexy way, but
it was come hither.
Yeah.
Shane was on his bed, Ian was on mine, and for a while it looked like they were just like talking about sleepover stuff or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you guys both have good, like...
We brushed each other's hair.
No.
I got kind of sciatic thing going on, so I have to recline at all times as though it were Passover.
Now, you mentioned Passover. Are you Jewish?
100%, bar mitzvah and everything.
I think I knew that.
Shanae, having won Rock, Paper, Scissors...
Did you call me Shanae?
Shanae! It is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft.
Right.
Before you do, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
Well, let's say there's a sampler platter of food. right in front of you.
I really thought this shit was done.
And you have
I appreciate it,
a quesadilla, and you grab the quesadilla and you take a little bite.
I'm sure people are gonna love hearing your smacking in their earbuds.
Weird thing about me, I've never chewed.
He's got teeth all the way down his throat. It's weird.
It's like a sleeping bag. Like a sleeping bag zipper all the way down to my stomach. So you take a bite of the quesadilla, you're like, that's pretty tight, but then you're like, what on God's green earth are these things? They look like chicken strips. Take one. You take a bite and you're like, damn, that was pretty tight. Kind of want to get that
Sean,
quesadilla.
Yes, Sean, you can have some of my food.
Before you go back to the quesadilla, another bite of the chicken strip.
Good God.
Now your mouth's full because you don't chew. You're just going to spit it all on Shane.
Yeah.
Then you go back to the quesadilla, take another bite, and you're like, what is that, Southwestern Ranch kind of dip situation? It sure is. And then you just go back and forth until you throw a buffalo wing at David's white T-shirt.
Basically, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
That was yummy.
With With that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I'm going to go first. We'll just go right down the line. Me, Shane, David, Ian.
Hot corner! Got a fucking hot corner! You shouldn't have done that, dude. I'm going to fucking smoke this thing.
I did what I did, motherfucker.
Back to back, you're fucked. All right. Well, with that in mind, Sean, you have the first pick in today's All Fantasy Everything Love Songs draft. But before we get to that pick, let's take a short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. You know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today
to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back!
Sure.
Sean, what will the first pick in today's Love Songs draft be?
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
Wait, let Shane do it.
Oh, don't put
He's
me
a trained opera
did.
Singer.
Wait.
And
no, I'm not.
Do it.
Come on.
I'm not. I'll do it for my songs. You fuck right
Do
up.
It for this one. I'm going to do the drum again.
I don't want to do it. Stop putting your dick-shaped object in my face.
And Wait.
I'm not doing it.
Do it one time.
I can't do it like this.
You can do it. You went to college.
And No, okay.
You were doing it.
That's the hardest note to hit in the history of music.
You went to college for singing. You're
I
a
did.
Talented singer.
Okay, great. Next joke or
do
whatever.
It.
We don't want you to hit that note. We want
yeah,
you
just,
to hit
it's
it.
It's embarrassing. Why do you do this?
Everything's embarrassing. You're up here in front of a sampler platter. Calm down.
I get nervous.
Now it's a pride situation.
I yes. Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston is
yeah,
my
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great
Originally written and performed by Dolly Parton. I'm not yep. Gonna not give credit where credit is due. She did write the song, and it's an amazing song, but the version that Whitney did brings the house down every single time.
What's your
time,
favorite so. Part about that song?
Right after the part that Shane won't do. Right after the fucking
so
drop. Right after the beat drops. Do you say it's not that hard?
No, I said it's really hard for you.
Then. It's not that hard, man. You just gotta believe. No. You gonna let him dunk on you like that?
Look, I have an Emmy. I have an Emmy.
Oof. Wouldn't have to be,
that was great.
Sean, I mean, does that song mean anything to you personally, or just take it because it's such a dank song?
Taking it because it's such a dope song.
Same word.
You'll know in a couple weeks, but I want to sing like Whitney Houston, and that song is one of the songs where I think about somebody just belting some shit out. And I absolutely love it. It's perfect. And I love The Bodyguard, too. I think it's a perfect movie. So that, neither here nor there. We're not drafting perfect movies. If we were, I'd explain what a movie was.
Movies.
And then we draft movies.
Movies with cat-based leads.
Films.
Yeah, man. Cheese and Rice. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston from
Great.
The Bodyguard soundtrack. Originally written and performed by Dolly Parton.
I love how, like, subtle it starts. It's so...
If should stay.
Yeah, it starts with the tone of pillow talk.
Yeah, that's yeah. Nice.
I would only be
your way.
No.
Stop it.
I get greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing song. And
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I feel like...
It's not my favorite love song that she did, but whatever. You know, I'm a real fan, so...
Say what? Yeah.
Damn.
My feelings about it.
Damn.
I really don't think we're as drunk as last year. That's a good thing.
Well, four shots for me and my friends. Yes, yeah. Please.
None of that.
Three tequilas and one varnish, or whatever the fuck Sean's drinking.
He's drinking tequila.
I'd love some boat scrubbing juice.
Sean Jordan, The Pride of Sioux Falls, you took I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Shane Torres.
I think I might have been able to get this later, but it's one of my favorite love songs, and I was afraid Ian would
take
it. Is
this? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Whole Wide World by Reckless Eric.
Oh, shit, that was on my list.
You guys know it?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Shut up.
Sing it.
This is why I wanted to draft baseball players.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her.
I go the whole... All right.
Yeah.
You just give him a little taste. It's a fucking amazing song. And he just...
He fucking tears into it. Yeah. Reckless Eric. Produced by Nick Lowe, by the way.
Yeah. The thing that's great about that song is that it's the most basic song you've ever heard.
Yeah. It's like literally two chords.
Yeah. And it just defines itself with how fucking much he loves it. Yeah.
Man, and he like sings mad British. He's not like one of those British people who loses his accent when he sings.
Yeah, yeah, he's really in it. Like, yeah.
Maybe she's in the Biahiamias.
What word did you just say?
Biahiamias.
Find where they hide her.
What? Biahiamias. Biahiamias.
Somebody call a doctor.
I don't know what you're doing.
The Bahamas.
Oh, Biahiamias.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I heard it.
Thank you.
Shout out to fucking Three Kings. That was super sick. Yeah. Shout out to Zach. Thank you, Zach. That was crazy. Well,
I go the whole wide world. I go the whole wide world. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I know it didn't really bring the house down. It was more Ian taking it, I was worried about. I thought you would get it.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Have you ever heard yourself talking to a microphone?
I know
everybody
they can
hear you
me,
just
okay?
Fine.
I said us on purpose. I don't need a fucking microphone. What I have is 6,000 years of Semitic heritage.
The door person at the High Dive is looking across the street like, come on, man.
Shut up, Carms.
Trying to do a show over here.
You're like if a bottle of bullfrog car wax could talk. It's so...
I know
I blew it. It's fine. It was a bad joke.
Swing and a miss. It's like we're the batting cages all over again.
Yeah, he didn't hit one.
Did that really happen?
I won a home run on this Emmy.
But you really went...
I have a real Emmy. It doesn't hurt.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. Why would you feel like that?
30 pitches from a robot, and Shane didn't even nick one.
30 pitches from a robot is the way you fuck.
After I get married.
Beep, beep, beep. I'm a jabby fuck.
I think that gets it done.
Yeah. I've had...
30. Had what? Sex?
Well, after I'm married, sure, I'll give it a shot. If it's a must, yeah.
If it's a must.
I don't prefer to.
30 pitches from a robot's better than the way you fuck, which is a bus letting off its air brake.
Yeah, I forgot about all the core strength you have.
You don't know what's under there. Could be anything.
I don't know what's under there.
No, nobody does.
Didn't we nickname ourselves the Good Vibes Gang?
Oh, yeah. I love you guys.
Love you guys so much. It's a pleasure to be
everybody
here.
Everybody raise them up if you got them. Grab a drink, raise it up. We're going to take about 5 seconds and do these shots.
Oh, shit.
I did mine already.
All right, Slancha, good to see you guys.
Yeah. All right. Shane, that's a great pick. It's a wonderful song. I would have taken it, but later. Fantastic pick. David Pori, writer and star of The Lot. What is your first pick?
So... I have a complicated relationship with love. So I like fucked up love songs where it's like, oh, I don't really know how to do it, but I think you're cool. Not it like sex. I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Yeah! I fucking love that song.
David, sing.
Yes!
So much.
I want to know what love is.
Christ.
No one's gonna say that.
911. Some poor bastard's about to blow his brains out.
No one's gonna show you with that attitude.
I was screaming that at people all night in the middle of the street.
There's two ways to get through the finish line: talent and heart. He just did it with heart. That's all that was.
That's fair. I love that saying. That's
hustle and flow, baby.
That's a fucking.
Yeah, there's not much to it. I really like that song. You really feel that guy when he's singing that. You're like, oh man.
Somebody who hasn't been loved right.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot like me. But like a charming, smart, big-dicked idiot. Thick, not length. But, you know, I get it done.
Like basic.
Looks like you're choking somebody.
Yeah, choking
you're choking somebody. Hey, Mom, I'm glad you listened to my podcast. You did it.
What are the other lyrics? I don't know if I know any of them.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
That's a real... the crowd, that was a real... I think I remember my coworker's name energy.
You only need to know one part. I want to know what love is. The fuck else you need to know about that song? Are you kidding? That's the part.
Fucking man of me.
That's the fucking whole point. It's a manifesto.
It's a manifesto?
Yeah, you know all the lyrics to Ba to Da Wa, or you just... I'm so
all
drunk
the lyrics
already.
To what?
Did you say Ba with the... Yeah. Like the Kid Rock song?
Yeah, you don't know the other lyrics. You just know
you
the...
You think... Oh, yeah, yeah, I get that.
I know all the lyrics to that song.
I
what are the lyrics?
You.
My name is Kid!
Kid what, baby?
Get in the pit and try to love someone.
Those are the lyrics.
I put your picture away. Oh, yeah.
Don't sing pics.
Oh, I didn't even... That is... Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, scratch it off.
I haven't even thought about my first pick. What songs does Ian Carmel like?
You were just bragging. You got Zillow now?
Yeah, dude.
Look at you.
Trying to buy
you
a house.
You got all kinds of crazy
dude,
rich
I got crazy... Out. I got crazy apps
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Sure. What are these?
Oh, no! All right.
Where did this come from?
Jim. Thank you. Thank you.
What? Who?
We'll take them.
Yeah, we're not upset about it.
Okay, I'm not taking the gin.
It's almost like you guys don't want a decent show.
You want this Jameson?
They knew what they were in for.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like...
Clearly for me.
Sean, yeah.
You want the vodka, the tequila, the gin?
Karen comes up and whispers. She goes, please drink the water,
also
too.
Also water. We want the show to end on time.
That was Karen. She helps produce the I guess I just won't get my shot.
By the way, that first pick, the rest of mine are for me. That
okay,
was
yeah.
You. It's going to get real
I
weird
think I'm
going
to go populist with my first one as well.
Yeah, you got
to
give
what
it
do you
to
got?
Them.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you'd say, what could make me feel this way?
Kids with the 40s and the chicks with beepers. I don't even like that song.
Beep, 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 beep.
What? I saw you winding up for that so hard.
Me?
Yeah, you were just you weren't singing. You were just
knew
like,
it. I knew it immediately. I was like, I'm going to.
You were
I'm
like
gonna.
Van Damme in the end of Bloodsport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my girl. I'm embarrassed to say who sings my girl.
One of the Temptations.
I knew that. I knew that.
I don't like that song because it always makes me think about bees.
Oh, yeah. Veda Sultanweiss.
We gotta go play, Charles. Charles, we gotta go play.
He had it coming.
He needs his glasses.
Oh, yeah. Get him his glasses.
Get him his glasses.
He needs his glasses.
My name's Anna Chlumsky.
I think we're doing different things the way we remember this.
I don't know. Were your parents yelling in the back of the theater?
No. I drove myself.
You drove yourself?
to my girl?
Yeah. It was a weird childhood. I don't. What do you want?
Yeah, I know that, boy.
My bicycle. I rode my bicycle myself.
That's a lot of love.
You drove your bicycle.
I had to be one for my girl, says the fat 10-year-old. My friends will be joining.
Don't skimp on the butter.
Me and my friends love movie butter.
They're going to want a shitload, so I'll have
some jujubes and two seats, please.
Don't be scared to bring all the butter before they get here. They will get here.
Oh, no, there's that mean usher again.
He talks about bees in the song.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got so much honey that the bees envy him. The bees are sitting there like, fuck that guy.
Man, that's so close to being like either a beautiful song lyric or a terrible thing a creep would say to a woman.
Oh, wait. Dude,
I got so much bees.
I got so much honey, the bees envy me. What do you say you and me drive until neither one of us gets cell phone service?
I got a hole in the desert that's just a little bit longer than you.
I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl.
My girl.
Talking
my
girl. About my girl.
My girl.
You always only, you sing for real for a second, but when,
I know, I get
when it's shrouded by these two.
Yeah.
He's ashamed of his talent. It's okay. My next song, you're going to have to sing when I pick it.
Oh, my God. You're going to pick Slayer's Raining Blood?
I believe Eric Ellington's
part. It's love
part.
Songs, not fuck jams.
Raining blood across a lacerated sky.
We have a security gate at work, and like, you know, people have to let you in. But you like show a card, but there's a security guard right there. And sometimes I'll just turn Raining Blood on as loud as I can. Just so a Prius pulls up with Raining Blood blasting out of it.
A Prius with no bumper.
With no bumper.
Which makes
like,
it way scarier.
It's like, what's up, Raul? And they're like Raining Blood.
Do you remember?
It's a thing for me.
It's going to be quick, but like years ago when we all three still lived in Portland, Kanane was in town.
Kyle
and we
Kanane?
Were driving around like the northwest part of town.
Yes.
And we would pull up to people and be like, excuse me, and as soon as they were like, do you know how to get to? And then as soon as they were about to give us directions, Ian would just blast the Star Wars music. And
loud.
We just drove off. We loud. Were in our 30s. Like
I wasn't.
I was going to say, you guys were some crazy kids.
I was in my 20s. I was in like not even my late 20s when we were doing that, I think.
Okay, fine. I was in my 30s.
I'm a baby. I'm a little baby.
What's
yeah, we
name?
Would. It was fun. You would pull up to it. You like, 'cause there'd be somebody on the street, and you're like, "Hey, this is so weird, but how do you get to?" And then you drive away.
George Lucas is gonna have your ass if you don't cut that off right now.
Which brings me to my second pick, the Mos Eisley Canteen. No, But it is time for my second pick.
We're going to have like three lightning rounds.
Shush. We're fine.
Calm down. We're good.
We're doing fine.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
My love. My darling. I hunger for your touch. Lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
And then
are you
still?
Yeah, you're all scared too.
I need your love.
You could have gone to any bar in Denver like that was super shitty and seen four dudes just doing this.
Yeah.
Just
doing this out of nowhere.
Marlboros and Wrangler jeans. One guy alone at karaoke. Yeah.
Look at those guys just singing their favorite songs about their days.
Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Yeah. It's
That's
a fucking
the name of that
hit.
Song?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Be honest. Clap if you knew the name of that song for real. I'll take it.
He was just like, oh, the Patrick Swayze song.
The song is off the chain.
It
Why,
is
that in a Patrick Swayze movie?
Yeah. It's in Ghost, but.
Dirty Dancing? Oh, Ghost? Okay. Yeah, that song fucking Ghost.
Oh, is that when he was feeling up that pot?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's that pot.
When he was standing behind it, like getting in there?
Yes.
I won't watch any Whoopi Goldberg movies because of cultural appropriation.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's complicated.
It's a very Jewish name. It was just a joke. I don't know. You could take it or leave it.
I just
no, she picked seconds. It because it was Jewish,
yeah.
right? She
I
was
think
like,
so.
Whoopee cushions are funny and Goldbergs get the money. Her words, not me. I didn't say that. I didn't.
She said that?
She didn't say that. I said that.
David said that. I was like, David is hilarious.
Yes, he is.
That's I'm Whoopi funniest. Goldberg.
I just love that song. And also it was like the song that my mom and her first husband after my dad danced to at their wedding. And I bet a therapist would have some thoughts on that.
Buddy, if you think we're not getting into some of that.
Holy shit.
It's just a cut though, man. The Righteous Brothers fucking whoop, dude. Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
That song
Still
is on.
My...
It's like too adult for me. I don't know. I don't like it.
It's some adult shit. Yeah, I take a lot of old songs. I don't.
Yeah,
think
I've
people...
never felt a love like.
I don't
that.
Think anyone's fallen in love since 1978. So I'm gonna. My draft will reflect
That's fair.
That.
We've just entered into mutual like property agreements.
Yeah. Yeah, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers is my second pick. David, time for your second pick.
The rest of these, I don't even know if they're going to hit, but I had to be true to my heart. So my second pick, How's It Going Down by DMX. It's my favorite fucking love song in the world.
Is that about Three Kims?
What?
Is
no,
that
that's
Kims?
Not about Three Kims.
No, I mean, is that
No, that's not
about
the song.
Three Kims?
Okay. That's not the song. This is a much deeper, more nuanced song than what these bitches want. Oh. I'm not an idiot.
But what do they want? We never found out.
Cisco knows, apparently.
Is this song featuring Cisco?
No.
Oh. It's...
Give me a taste, David.
It's a complicated tale of a man who loves a woman who has kids, and he knows he shouldn't be fucking with her, but he loves her. And then her man finds out, and he runs up on some dudes, and he tries to beat them up. It's dark, man, but it's beautiful, and it's my favorite love song, and I'm not going to feel bad about that.
Nobody wants you to feel bad about it.
Yeah. I feel bad about it.
You shouldn't feel bad about it.
I want to hear a little bit of
DMX
the song.
DMX is my favorite lover.
So
You're talking about that scene in Belly, right, where him and Keisha were going at it?
You're talking about that scene. You're never not talking about it. You bring that scene up once a week.
You do bring Belly up a lot.
Especially when DMX was hitting it.
His butt is perfect
in
that scene.
I bet Belly comes up more on this podcast than any other podcast.
I bet it comes up more on this podcast than Netflix.
Like, if DMX had his own podcast, he wouldn't talk about Belly.
No, not even almost. No way.
He doesn't even remember it. He thought it was a documentary.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of blue lights. For about 3 months. Yeah, How's It Going Down by DMX. Listen to it at home. It makes me feel sad.
So he's fucking a woman who's married with kids?
Yeah, but he loves her, but then he's like, oh man, we can't even fuck around. And then he tries to be nice to her. He's like, we gonna always be the best of friends. And then he's like, ha-ha. Mad
that
love,
is, boo, to that.
And he drives off on his motorcycle.
That's a loaded ha-ha.
Yeah, because he knows. He says, you got two kids by this dude. What the fuck is wrong with me? Like, he wants to be in love, but he can't do it because he's a dog. And yeah. I relate to that.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful pick, I think. How's It Going Down by DMX. Shane Torres, I imagine you'll be also picking a DMX song.
I will be.
If you did.
If I could name one. ATF, that's one, right?
Calm down.
You can't name a DMX song?
No, don't
one?
You? You didn't know it was called Unchained Melody. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry, I've been drinking. I love Sean. Not really. Well,
established in 1981. Yeah. Good album.
I picked a Canadian song, which
God
I'm not
doing. Damn it, Shane.
That's okay.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. You're gonna get the rest of it.
Me and some guys from school. Got a band and we tried Jimmy quit. Jody got married. I should have known I'd never get that far.
Isn't most of that song about loving the 60s?
I guess that's
it's
a love song.
About a young Canadian boy leaving Ontario to pursue his dreams.
It's the story of Marissa Melnick, actually.
Super producer.
If I may jump in here, in 1969, Bryan Adams was 9 years old, and he has gone on the record saying that the title of that song is about the sex act, the 69. I swear to God that's true.
Bullshit, are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
That song's about sucking and licking?
That's what he says, sucking and licking.
Did you know you hit a suck lick jam?
Yeah.
You picked a DMX
plugging your cell phone into your laptop. That's
does
what it's
it mean,
about.
So that means this
dude... Yeah, I picked an old suck lick.
It's about the first summer he's 69?
No, he was 9.
I don't think you know.
He was 9 years old in 1969.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So hold if on, it's about the summer of 69 and it's not the year,
right.
It's about the first time...
It's really about like June of 1978.
He engaged in the most confusing sex act there is.
I hate 69ing.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Am I giving it or getting it?
I don't
know.
Like it. What, not for me for one second.
Me either. Yeah,
Sean, you were probably 69ing when you were 9 years old.
You stopped talking. You said after that. What else were you going to say?
I'm looking for your introspectives on this.
Yeah, no. How do you feel about 69ing, Sean?
Not dank. So here's a good. So 69ing is very buck, but it's not dank. So
oh,
that
yeah.
can be.
That's.
That can be a big difference.
Oh, now I get it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like 69ing. Fucking in the shower can take a long walk off a short pee.
Yeah, what sure about... can. Sure can.
Thank you.
Sure can.
Fuck, I hate it. One of you's under the hot water and the other one's getting that weird kind of cold where you were just hot but now you're wet.
Yeah, I'm under the hot water.
Maybe for small people that's fine, but like for a cavernous, gigantic man such as myself.
For three of the four of us on this stage, it is a...
Oh, yeah, it's a stupid idea.
I'm trying to fuck in the shower.
Unless you want... Because then the floor's going to get wet because part of you should be out of the shower
right,
completely.
And she's like, shampoo my hair! And you do, and then you're not doing it right. And she's like, fucking... Ugh, I'll do it. And then you're going to get out and stand there like, do you want me to leave the bathroom? Or? Yeah.
She's like, don't touch my loofah when we're doing it.
Am I coming back in? Because I didn't... No, all right. Yeah.
Should I get out of here? Or
yeah.
Like,
and then you're like, and then you're like on the bed watching like fucking like, I don't know, something on Bake Off. And you're like, we're going to... No. Oh, you look like you're ready for bed. And it's like...
It was that summer.
We all go through it.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But wait, nobody answered my question. It is about the summer he's 69.
That's what he says.
Time. Imagine writing a whole song. And for some reason, including your mama's porch in that song. It was the summer of 69. What do I remember?
Bloody fingers in my mother's porch.
God, this just turned into a Tool song.
I don't get it.
They write graphic lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my pick.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about it on stage.
Here's a lyric that's, I found some temporary sanity in this shit, blood, and cum on my hands.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
From Paris.
That's what you listen to?
That's on me.
Yeah,
Sean, time for your second and third picks.
What I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns the candle. The candle feeds the flame. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
A fantastic love song. That was mine and my ex-girlfriend, Schmishmole.
Let's go!
That was our song. So that means a lot to me.
That was your song?
That was our song.
What year was this?
And we didn't get married. Can you believe that?
No, you...
Should
have told her about that song, Summer of 69.
I don't know, 2005, somewhere in there. I don't know. It's just a great love song. It's happy. It's peppy. I'm really in. I like it.
Before you turned it on, would you ever be like, now listen to this, and then...
He 100% did that. That's why they broke
sure
up.
Did.
Oh, God, I'm drunk.
I didn't really get a lot. You guys don't like that song? What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah. I feel like also what's happening up here is that we all have very different views on love.
Yeah, I think we do.
I don't think it exists.
I think DMX talks about it.
And I believe it happened between my mother and my first stepdad. We're going to have to really hug it out backstage after this.
But if there wasn't whatever would existed between your parents, then we wouldn't have you. So I'm thrilled whatever it was. That was a compliment. I was trying to be...
What's happening?
Was that wrong? Did I blow it? What'd I do? I thought we were doing a bit. We weren't doing a bit?
This was supposed to be the most lighthearted draft. Love songs? That's what I thought was going to happen.
No, man. No. Most lighthearted would be like Froggert flavors or something like that. This is deep, bro.
This is
snacks from the 90s.
By the way, that taro root one, it's not bad. Sean, you're third pick. Unless we have more to say about Hall & Oates, which has been extensively covered in the AFE back catalog.
No, we don't.
I like Oates, or what was it?
My mom.
Oh, your mom likes Hall,
hey,
right?
I saw Hall & Oates at Bumbershoot. Yeah, that's cool. I really like Hall.
What did Oates do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't know either. She's like, I don't know. I just don't love him.
What did Hall do?
Hall wrote the
hit. Hall was half the group.
But what did he do that your mom was like, yeah?
I don't know.
I like that.
She's a complicated gal, Kelly Jordan.
She just likes the way he shakes it, I guess. Okay. Maybe.
Maybe. Does Hall shake it? And Oates just kind of stands there. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
She said yes.
That was a hard yes. Like, yeah, you're Hall.
Yeah, this fucking schmuck never does shit.
You can't use that word. Oh, is that true? I got to delete some emails.
You can use schmuck.
Oh, okay. Shane can't.
Oh, fine.
Because of the everything bagel joke.
We were driving
Could
by
Could I get
Einstein.
Two glasses of Manischewitz up here, please?
What flavor? Marionberry or what? What are we doing here?
Yeah, now, I'll take the D.C. mayor.
Huh?
Marionberry, the D.C. mayor?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he smoked crack. The first time I got drunk was on Marionberry Manischewitz when I was like 14. Me and this, me and like we were doing a big Passover,
you
and we were like
some guys from school.
Had a band and we tried real hard.
It was your summer of 69.
10 legs, we were reclining. Then we hit the matzah. My dad offered me $10 to go find it so we could continue with the sir.
It's not gonna be good.
That's okay.
Passover, there's a lot to explain. Sean, your third song?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away from me.
Do you know what part I love in that song?
Like a bird, a song.
It says that?
That's I like it when she says, I eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. No, nothing can take away his blues.
Why?
Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
You piece of shit. Yeah. One time.
We'll see how drunk I get.
Yeah, that song is a fantastic love song.
You know who
it's
wrote
about
it?
The heartache. I know. Yeah, David... Cheese and Rice, yeah. James Hetfield wrote it.
I don't know if that's true.
Was it Dave Mustaine? Did Dave Mustaine write it?
It was Dave Mustaine.
Wasn't it? Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, it was Dave
Mustaine.
I don't know any of these names.
Sebastian Bach might have wrote it. Vince Neil, did he write it? I'm just trying to name people
Sebastian
that might have performed on this stage like
Dave
20
Mustaine
years ago.
Dave Mustaine and Sam Kinison wrote Nothing Compares to You together. In the belly room at the Comedy Store in 1983...
On 2/8 balls.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, Prince wrote that song. So
yeah,
I do
Prince
know who wrote
out,
that song.
There's a version of him doing it out there that's fantastico.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just...
it's rustic. It's bold.
I love that little It's a really good love song, but heartache love song. Like, not a happy love song, which...
It's really more of a breakup song, if you're asking me, and a lot of people do.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think of it? But it is a song about how she loves somebody, you know, but they're not together anymore. And such the fuck is life. You know what I mean? Here to let you folks know. Doesn't always work out.
Nicole!
Every time, it's another email. Another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. She keeps emailing you.
No,
well,
she doesn't.
Too bad. I think she's a bitch.
Yeah.
I think she fucking sucks,
no, that
too.
Can't
be
in there.
I think she fucking sucks, dude. I love
fucking
you, Sean.
Fucking banshee.
Next.
I don't like it when you say
that.
You
just called her a bitch.
I don't love gendered insults.
Don't love those.
I do not want to continue down this road.
It's what Nicole said to you. Fuck her. She sucks shit. I'll say it to her face and her baby.
This is the longest chunk we're ever going to have to take out of this podcast.
I don't like her.
I'll leave it in.
No. Yeah, leave it in. Let her fucking hear it. Don't play it outside of her door like I'm John Cusack. I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah. I'm
do
with
that
you,
to
man.
My buddy. Look, I have to share a room with this guy. You know how much he complains about this shit?
We all make this mistakes shit. When we're younger. And we grow and learn from them, and then we have kids with another guy. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm so happy all the time.
That's true.
I feel like you're deflecting.
Make your next shitty fucking pick, dickweed.
Okay.
1981. Established in 1981. For Nerminal,
that's
top to bottom.
That's just ESPN's website. Okay.
Why are you looking at ESPN?
I'm dry. I opened
why
up
do
a
you
bunch
have
of
60 tabs open?
Yeah, I'm important.
Do you know? That's not what that means. He's exactly the guy who has 60 tabs
open. One of those is the
open.
Geico rate calculator.
Yeah, I'm buying. Ian and I both won Emmys. We're going
to
do well.
You don't have a car. You're just going to get insurance to feel cool?
Don't talk to you. You don't have a car, you fucking mushmouth.
I'm not looking for insurance.
All right. This is, I'm going to probably get shit for this from
is the story of a girl that's going to...
Who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Absolutely loved her when she smiles. I'll write that down. Right.
Here we go. I'm fully aware how...
Roberto Duran.
He knocked out a double tequila soda.
Me
whatever,
too.
Thank you. Two double tequila sodas.
Take it three.
Three double tequila sodas.
Because I'm reading these lyrics and I am feeling it.
What are you picking, baby?
This is not a surprise to anyone, but I'm going to pick Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional.
Of course. Give me
a
taste.
I know that's very on brand for me.
Give me a taste.
Didn't you and Kinane just see him at Riot Fest?
No, Kinane. I wanted to see him, and Kinane and I were at Riot Fest, and he was like, I ain't going to listen to that three-chord bullshit. And I was like, yeah, me neither. Let's go see the Ergs. Yeah, well, they're cool, too, but I definitely wanted to see him. I felt like a big pussy.
I don't get it. You know the song?
I don't know anything that you guys...
Breathe in. My arms are so high that your kiss
might kill me. So won't you kill me? So I die happy.
This is a love song?
This is yours to fill a burst.
Break or bury, or wear as jewelry, whichever you prefer.
The words are us, let's not get busted. Just lay entwined here, undiscovered. Safe from the hour and all the stupid questions. Hey man, did you get some? Man, that is so dumb. Stay quiet, stay near, stay close, they can't hear. So we can get some. You get it, all right, fuck it.
Wasn't on my list.
I think you might like it, David.
Yeah.
I didn't like it just now.
No, well, yeah, no.
But that's okay. It's a weird environment.
Yeah, it's a weird environment. This isn't when you want to hear it.
Yeah.
When you want to hear it is driving through the suburbs in the back of like a Corolla.
Okay.
Thank you.
In the back of a lot of Corollas.
Yeah.
So. Jesus Christ. In any reasonable circumstance, this drinking would be considered a problem.
Yeah, but we're comedians, so it's okay.
I'm on vacation.
That's right. I got a 9 a.m. flight, baby.
I'm here till Monday.
We can just go to the airport tonight then, because I don't feel like getting up at 9, so that's fun, right?
What are you talking about?
We're sharing a room, so you just go to the airport tonight.
I'm going to make you sleep.
He
in
always
tub.
Talks that shit like he doesn't request you as a roommate.
I know. He's always
everywhere
like,
Shane's
the worst
go.
Person to share a room with. He's like, oh, bud, I'm so happy you're here. Which bed would you like?
I do love it. It is fun.
Yeah.
David, what curveball are you going to throw at us now?
Oh, I don't think this is a curveball. I just always thought this is a good song about love. I'm picking the Let's Get Married remix by Jagged Edge.
Yep.
What?
Sing it.
I feel like we're having a real break. I don't know my. I don't know your songs. You've never heard that song.
Let's get married. I don't.
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger, girl, so we might as well do it.
I like it.
Feeling you for some time, girl. I must confess.
I don't know the words to.
I just wanna get married. Yeah, it's my favorite. It was so good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we ain't getting any younger. Let's do this. It's very romantic.
It is very romantic because I like the idea that they were in love so long. It was like, nah, fuck it. This is just what we're supposed
to be. That's a real 245 at the bar ass lyric.
That's like what a regional manager from a Blockbuster says when they're starting to close
up. Listen, I didn't shit on your lyrics from your fucking...
You absolutely did.
Tween angst bullshit.
You literally
sound
did.
Sound like a fucking song off of that show Pepper Ann. And I listen to... My hopes are so high that you
kiss might kill me. This guy gets it. We're going to party.
This guy is not me, your friend. David. Let's Get Married remix.
Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. Let's Get Married.
What was the other Jagged Edge song?
Where the Party At with Nelly.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I know.
But then there was the one, The Keys to the Range. It was all love songs.
Where the Party At. No, that wasn't Jagged Edge. Anyway.
Yeah, it was just Jagged Edge and Nelly.
Okay. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah. How do we not anybody know? We don't know each other's songs.
Maybe we're not as close as we all think. I'm going to sleep in the tub.
And yet somehow we still get along. A jock, a soch, Shane.
That's because I can't be put into a category because I check every box.
Pony Boy, I'm Dally, Two-Bit, you're all of them?
Yep. On Soda Pop. Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio.
Wasn't Tom Cruise in that?
Tom Cruise and Matt Dillon. Yeah.
My cake dude. My third pick is going to be something I don't think anyone else would take. And maybe not all of you know it, and it's also by a children's musician. But it's one of my favorite songs ever, and it's one of my favorite love songs. And also it was in the
Baby
movie.
Baby Beluga.
It's Baby Beluga by Raffin. Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say, have you ever seen a whale with a
swimming in a ditch?
Hey, wait. Down by the, that's not it! Here, it's by Barry Luis Polisar, and the name of the song is All I Want Is You, and it's if I was a flower grown wild and free, all I want for you to be is my sweet honeybee. If I was a tree going tall and green, all I want for you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. And then there's a harmonica.
I like that way better than the last one.
Right?
I think that sounded great.
It's just sweet, man. It's just fucking sweet. It's like biting into a sugar cookie with frosting on it. But like back when we were kids and you weren't like, uh-oh, is this going to be the thing that does it? Too real! Too real!
We're sweating and all we're doing is talking.
I don't know. I'm pouring out my heart.
I'm fine, actually. I'm not really sweating.
Your hair is so fucked up.
It's a power mane. My hair's fucked up. Your face is fucked up.
Easy, Shane. You're gorgeous.
I know.
Oh, wait. His hair's fucked up? I thought you said my hair was fucked
up. Yeah,
you
Shane's look great. Shane's got that third act of the Patriot hair going on right now.
Which brings me to my fourth pick, Mel Gibson's Phone Call. You can have that. You can stay there, but you don't own it.
Oh, my God.
Man, he made good movies before everybody figured out who he really was.
And a few good ones after that.
I still fuck with Braveheart. I don't care. He said a lot of terrible stuff about Jews, but, like, also we can watch Braveheart, so who's really winning, you know? Us. The Jews. Once again.
I'm proud of it.
Every time I chime in on this, I feel weird.
Go on, get in there.
We had that long talk on that plane. I'm not going to do it again.
We did have a good talk. We had a loud talk.
We had a loud Jew talk on the plane.
David and I were both in first class, sitting next to each other, being pals, and we had a loud talk about Jews and showbiz in a way where, like, it could have been the end for either one of us.
And then we cut to the audience, and they were the least surprised they've ever been by anything.
Like, during this chat, was somebody holding up a newspaper, and then they were just like, Jesus.
There was a guy in the back who you could tell wanted to get in on it, but at the wrong times.
That kind of
like I was like, Ian, why do people think the Jews control the media? And the guy in the back was like, yeah, answer me that.
I'll tell you why.
It's 8:20.
We're all right. Okay, my fourth pick.
Oh, shit.
Appropriate. It's going to be another. It's a duet. And it's John Prine and Iris DeMint, and the name of the song is In Spite of Ourselves. It's a country, it's, she don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny.
Oh.
She looks down and, she looks down and knows that money. She gets it on like the Easter bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. Never gonna let her go.
Cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I got the lyrics right here.
It's great bounce to it.
I think we all went real personal on this.
It's just a real good song about being like, look at us. We're all a couple of scumbags, but we found each other. Let's rot from the inside out together, huh, Bobby? It's like, I just love that. Like two imperfect people.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
David.
Yellow diamond. Oh, wait. Oh, Sean was going to maybe take that. But I don't know. It's just really nice. It's a fucking honest love song, and I think that's so nice. I mean, like, my girl, my first pick, was a very, like, you know...
It's never like that all the time. It's the fake cheeseburger
they take a picture of to put on the McDonald's menu.
Yeah, but I want the Whopper at 4 a.m.
That's what this song is.
I want that one under the
heat
lamp.
This song is the Whopper at 4 a.m. where you're like, oh, there's a mouse in it, but that's all right. I'm gonna...
That's like, yeah, when you're, like, hooking up with a girl you're not sure about, give me the 4 a.m. Whopper.
Yeah, it's like going down on someone where they have a tampon in, but you love them, so who cares?
Oh, that's never happened to you. That's never happened to you.
Grow the fuck up.
Sorry, my man. I'll get the work done.
What do you think your dick tastes like, you fucking children?
Yeah. Oh, you thought the whole summer of 69 was sweet.
Fuck?
You know what he's doing.
Hot boy summer.
Your body is full of blood, my dick was in your mouth.
I can't kiss you.
Oh, you're going to swallow a little extra blood? You're a fucking adult.
Boys, this guy's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Go down on girls when they're on their period. It's the nicest thing you can do.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's hard for you that they're on their period, you selfish
fuck. Put a fucking towel down.
No, I stand by everything you guys
said.
Don't even put
a towel down. Remember it with a stain.
David, time for your fourth pick.
I feel the same way about my fourth pick as you do about that last four pick and the 4 a.m. Whopper. God, this makes me feel like such a piece of trash. I'm picking Toxic by Britney Spears.
Yeah. Pick of the draft.
We've all been there. We all know what it feels like. And it feels so good until it feels bad. But then it feels good again. But then it feels real bad. And you call your mom and you tell her it feels bad. And maybe you're going to give up on comedy and move back to Denver and... take that roofing job at Jason's company.
And then eventually you're the voice...
then it feels good again.
Then you're the voice of Comedy Central.
And it goes like that for 2 years. And then you get rich.
That's an extremely real sentence you just said.
I'm not lying. Yeah, Toxic by... there's nothing to explain.
How's that one go?
Your love is a toxic... Now you do it.
I don't know.
You're toxic, I'm thinking of me. I'm trying to get Shane to suck off this microphone.
Damn.
See, he does it without being asked.
Jeez.
That would be so funny if you just barfed all over that. Trying to show off.
Or it got stuck and I had to walk around with a mic like... with a...
Another situation we've all been in. You don't have to show off. You don't have to.
You know what I love on Toxic is when they, you know,
I thought you.
Where they flip that and it's like.
Yeah.
You know? I like the video too.
She's on the, she's like, and she's a flight attendant, right?
In the beginning, yeah.
Shane's still thumbing through his fucking open web pages.
I had a lot of picks. There's still some left on the board. I'm just going through this, baby. Don't worry about it.
By the way, me and Sean have merch in the back after this. Yeah. We were supposed to mention it at some point.
Yeah, and you can just give me $20.
I'll also be selling $10 bills for $11.
But like, and we want to take...
Like, I got this from Ian! And I'll be like...
And we want to take pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we'll take pics and all that. We'll be outside.
But me and Sean got t-shirts.
Real quick, yeah. David has t-shirts. I have flasks and albums. So, stop by and say what's up and buy something. And, let's fucking chill out
a little
bit.
Shane, your fourth pick?
We have 4 minutes for the next round and a half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, figure
we're all right. Go ahead.
We're
going to
be fine.
Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed.
Oh, damn. Yeah, Shane.
Turn down these voices.
Tell them about it.
Inside my head.
Get it, Shane.
Lay down with me.
Get him, Shane.
Tell me no lies.
More fire.
Just hold me close. Don't patronize. Cause I can't make you love me. You don't.
My dad sang this in the cab of his truck when my folks got divorced.
If you see Shane after this, just give him a hug.
Big one.
Or give me a parent.
You can use mine. We'd love to have you.
You
want to come? You can use mine if you can find them.
You want to come for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I got a dental appointment in Portland. I'll come.
Perfect.
I, one of your best friends, also want to come to Thanksgiving.
Anybody wants to come to the Carmels for Thanksgiving?
Do you guys do Thanksgiving? I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules. We've always had an open dialogue about this. Why? I told you I'm ignorant of it, and I want to know the truth. That's why I ask.
We do.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
We're thankful for different things.
That's all I needed to know.
For the blood of Christ on our hands.
I didn't know if it was like a Kwanzaa deal. I don't know.
Bonnie Raitt, I can't make you love
so
me.
Good.
It's like... I can't not cry when I hear that fucking song.
You're crying right now.
I know.
Who is it that did the cover of it recently that was so
Bonnie
good?
Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie.
Yeah, and it's...
He was all up here the
so
whole time.
Good.
How can make
yeah,
you
it's
love
crazy.
Me?
And then if there's a YouTube video of it, you have to check it out because he covers that song and it's beautiful. And then he just turns it right into Love in the Nick of Time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, I feel so much better now.
That song is so good.
Yeah, he's amazing. Shipping can't make you love me. So fucking good. My last pick is going to be a ridiculous
Nick
choice.
Of time. That's a fucking Sue Carmel classic, Bonnie Raitt, that whole album.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, she's considered one of the greatest slide guitar players to
I've
ever live.
Yeah.
So check it out. She's a fucking bad lady.
Also, that gray, she got that right here, you know? It's tight. I like that.
Oh, her hair? Yeah, she's not fucking around.
I've said it before, but the original Rogue. Fuck off, Rogue. Bonnie Raitt got there first. Sean! Your last two picks.
All right. This is my grandma's favorite song.
Oh.
It means the world to me.
Oh.
It's a country song. It's by Randy Travis. And
Were you there?
I'm just gonna sing it. You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You guys think Randy Travis is here? It's just me. You may wonder how.
I can promise you now.
This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. Sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die.
The love is
darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'm happy to tell you again.
I wanna punch you.
Oh, I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever, amen. That was tight.
the song girls in Tennessee get pregnant to.
I love that song. There's a lyric in something about when your hair turned... Something about like when your hair turns gray. Well, honey, I don't care. I'm not loving your hair with your hair. And when
look
it all turns
ass.
Gray, I'm gonna love. Trying to be sentimental over here, David.
Randy Travis is one of the more aggressive firsty firsties there is.
Yeah, he is.
First name, first name.
Yeah, yeah, firsty firsty.
That's like the most country ass first name in the
world. You know, more country ass is Travis Randy. That's a little more country ass. If his name were Travis Randy.
I went to high school with a guy named Larry Newberry.
What's more country, Randy Travis or Travis Randy?
I think Randy Travis, dude.
Is Travis Randy a real guy, or are you just saying
No, I'm just saying, if it were...
Travis Randy sounds like someone is horny and is describing, like, doesn't have good sentence structure. Travis Randy.
I bet that's what Randy Travis says when he's horny.
Look how Travis Randy, when he smells this bus bench.
A British... Oh, God. All right, what's your last pick, Shay?
Whose last pick?
It's Sean's last pick.
Do you have one
Sean,
more?
Your last pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got to go fast.
I'm sorry, you just took 9 minutes singing that entire Randy Travis song.
I apologize. I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. I won't sing any of it, but it's the best song.
Why didn't you sing that?
His grandma's second favorite love song.
So, making love until we drown? Dog. That's making love.
Making love until
That's not, that's fucking.
Juices.
Yeah. If you're going to drown in it, you were fucking.
Yeah, so I'm done. I Want to Sex You Up, Color Me Bad. Sorry for taking so long in the Randy Travis song. That meant a lot to me, so thanks for letting me do that.
Now I just think about you and your grandma driving around.
All right, cool. Shane, your final pick?
It's a song about the love of the Lord. No.
Big booty hoes!
No. Yeah. Honestly, I'm pretty drunk, so I'm just going to say
get
this.
Get out of town.
This is not going to be a sing-along song, but there's a song called Asleep by the Smiths. Some of you know it. I'm not even going to sing the lyrics, but maybe like the happiest moment of my life was meeting a girl and listening to this song and getting drunk in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's with some guy named Duck. No. She better not be. I don't know if she is or isn't. I miss her so much. If you listen to this podcast, call me.
I'll she call listens. You. No, I like you shooting your shot.
Yeah, yeah. She knows that I miss her. Hey, can I get 8 more rounds?
Maybe can we? It's worked all so far. Can we get like a lot of cocaine?
Yeah, I just
like
that song's really beautiful and it's
like
sweet, and it was our song, and
like a lot.
So I'll give what? So hopefully she hears this and is like, "I miss you so much too. How are we gonna figure it out?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
Oh, Doug ain't hitting it right. Oh, that's whoa weird.
Doug ain't hitting. I don't think she's dating anyone, but because I look at her Instagram too much.
David, your final pick.
God. Ugh, don't you dare. You had a granny fuck song.
Hey, granny's fuck too, man. I got some websites if you don't believe me.
They fuck a lot.
Yeah, man.
Because they don't have anything else to do.
You never click the mature tab. All right, whatever.
Reader's Digest is only like 60 pages, and then you got to fuck after that. You know this?
You finish up the crossword.
David, your final pick.
It's not think about old ladies. Oh, my final pick is Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, nobody knows my songs. And I think they're the best songs, but Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell. Look it up. It's about meeting a woman. It's beautiful.
Yeah, all these baristas don't know your song.
All these baristas? Are you calling baristas?
I'm drunk. I think that's
Barista
honest.
Melnick, super producer barista.
Wow, that was a catch. That's pretty great.
Thank you. I recently won an Emmy.
Actually, could you fill my Emmy with whiskey?
Can I see that?
No, I know what you're going to do with it. You stay away from my Emmy.
I was going to throw it on the ground so hard.
I know.
Yeah.
You can find
Shane
drinking.
Well, good luck breaking it. It's solid gold.
You can find Shane like, drinking Steel Reserve out of that in front of the Walgreens he bought it from at about 2 in the morning tonight.
Do you have any more thoughts about this Tevin Campbell song, or should we wrap her up?
We can wrap it up. I just love it. I think it's beautiful. I love the chorus. I like the video a lot. I like Tevin Campbell a lot.
You.
Beautiful.
I don't know. How does it go?
Can we talk for a minute? Girl, I want to know your name. Can we talk? And then he has a breakdown. And he's like, come on and talk to me, baby. Come on and talk to me, honey. It's a great song, man.
I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'll play it for you backstage.
It might not play as well in this room, but I think once we get onto the World Wide Web, have you guys seen this internet thing? It's crazy. I think you'll be born out.
We'll see what happens.
My final pick.
Yep.
Contrived, I will admit, what I'm about to do. But it's a song. I mean, love can be any number of things. And this is a song that St. Sue Carmel used to sing to me when I was just a tiny little curly-haired boy.
I had one
boy.
Like that on the book.
I didn't know we could do that. I thought it was about being in love with people you
picked
love.
A ball pit when we were drafting fast food.
Yeah, that was a vision.
You picked a bean burrito, no onions.
It's a song. Let's hear it.
And it's a song for me that I think, like, it really left a mark because it's really defined the way I approach relationships with anyone I love because I really think it's true. And it goes like this. And if you know the song, feel free to join in.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come.
Come, baby, come, baby, let me get some.
Come here, rude boy, boy, is it big enough?
Get in there and work that sack. Get it on up in that crack.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But when we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
In the cheap seats.
For it won't be long.
Everybody
gonna need somebody to be.
It's on you.
You should call on me, brother. When you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
We've been all fantasy everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Buy a flask from Sean.
Who wants this food?
Right up the road, I'll share your load. If you just call me. If you need a friend,
that was a HeadGum Podcast.